Hello and welcome to another episode of the Reardon Crusader newspaper podcast. My name is Stephen Rizzotto. I'm the sports editor for the Crusader newspaper. And I am now joined with Eddie Menares, who is the social media editor, and Danilo Herger, who is the health and tech editor. And today's topic we're going to be talking about is Kyler Murray, the obviously extremely talented star college athlete and college football player, college baseball player. And there's disagreeing sides here on whether he should play Major League Baseball or play in the NFL as a quarterback. So we're going to start with Eddie. And Eddie is a big believer that he should play in the NFL. Eddie, why do you think this?
Well, I believe Kyler should play in the NFL. Well, first of all, he was the Heisman Trophy winner of this college football season. I know all Heisman Trophy winners don't work out in the NFL. Obviously, Johnny Manziel, Tim Tebow, two guys who aren't playing quarterback in the NFL anymore. But Kyler is different than them. I believe Kyler's a better thrower than them. I believe Kyler's a little more mobile than both of them, to be honest. And he might be the quickest quarterback we've seen since Michael Vick. And that's just a couple of the reasons I believe Kyler should play NFL football.
Okay, we're going to go to the other side of this argument here with Mr. Herger. Danilo, why should he play Major League Baseball instead of the NFL?
So obviously there's a guaranteed money aspect of it. You know, he's getting the guaranteed money. And honestly, a point that people don't really look at is he's still a young lad. He hasn't really matured much. And if he goes straight into, you know, the bright lights, especially if he gets drafted into somewhere like New York or a big sports town, I don't think he'll have to know how to control himself. Almost like what you said is like Johnny Manziel. He'll just, you know, become a bust. But if he matures in the minor league system under coaches and not under the bright lights, I think he will not only become a better athlete, but also a better person in general.
All right, so I'm not going to take sides here, but so Danilo, you mentioned maturing. So if he goes to New York, if he gets drafted by, say, the New York Yankees, and we all know the Oakland A's drafted him in the first round, 9th overall, but say the tables have turned and he gets drafted by, you know, a New York team, like you said, the Mets or the Yankees, and you said that there could be too much pressure on him, how does that translate to Major League Baseball?
Well, I don't think he would necessarily feel the pressure until he reaches Major League. I mean, you can see as Tim Tebow, he was signed by the Mets. Almost the reversal of what Kyler's going to do. But he, as in Tebow, went from the football to baseball. But I don't think Tebow has much pressure on him, you know. Besides when he first signed, you don't really see him in ESPN every single day. But I think Tebow was already a matured person, but I think Colin won't feel any pressure until he reaches the majors. By that point, he'll already be, 23, 24, and he'll know how to handle himself by then.
All right, back to Eddie Menares. And Eddie, the A's, the whole situation with the Oakland A's, do you think that it was a stupid move for the A's to pick him, especially this early in the draft, that early in the draft? And do you think they should potentially want that pick back, or they should receive a supplemental pick for Kyler Murray?
Well, I don't believe it was necessarily a stupid pick by the A's. Kyler Murray was a pretty decent college baseball player. What I do think is stupid, though, is the fact that they let him play quarterback one final season. I believe they should have said, you're not playing football anymore. We're drafting you, and you're coming to spring training, or you're not going to play football anymore. You're going to play your last season of baseball, Oklahoma. So that's what I believe where the A's messed up, is letting him play another season of quarterback. Because I believe this season he fell in love with football more, and he decided that's what I want to do instead of playing baseball. In terms of compensation, though, I'm not sure how the rules work in terms of receiving a pick back if the player you pick is doing something else and not playing baseball. But it would seem almost right for them to receive some sort of compensation, whether that's money or a later draft pick or even the original draft pick back.
I totally disagree. They knew what they're going into, and I do believe, don't quote me, but I do believe that he wouldn't have signed the contract if he couldn't play football for 1 year. I think that was a majority of the reason why he decided to sign with the A's in the first place. But the A's knew the risk. They knew he was a dual sport athlete, so they should not receive anything back. It was a gamble.
So there's a lot of scouts that think Kyler Murray in baseball should have been picked in the later rounds of the draft as opposed to ninth overall. What do you say, Danilo? What do you think his tools will translate to the major leagues?
Well, college and almost in every sport, you know, college and the major league or in the major sport, they're totally two different aspects of talent wise, and you know, just the mentality. I think though you cannot teach speed, and you cannot really teach the gifts that he has. I think they would translate into the MLB, even though I didn't think they would translate even if he went to the NFL. He's just not a system quarterback that a lot of quarterbacks are today's game, such as Tom Brady or Drew Brees, that he would do good.
All right, we're gonna talk about his stature. And a lot of people think that his, and I'm sure Danilo, you think this too, but a lot of people think his height is just not suited for football, and that's why he should play baseball. Eddie, do you respond to that? What do you respond?
Well, I don't believe his height will affect him on the football field. I mean, we've seen Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, two guys who are shorter in stature, both win Super Bowls. We saw Baker Mayfield this season break the rookie passing touchdown record. He's not the biggest guy either. However, what separates those three from Kyler is that those are much bigger, thicker guys. Kyler's only, I believe, 180 pounds. So he needs to obviously get bigger to sustain the hits he might be taking. But I believe if the offensive coordinator and the head coach are willing to work with Kyler and create a system where he's able to roll out and stay and take snaps from the shotgun and be a mobile quarterback that he is, he could be successful in the NFL, because I believe his best asset is not sitting in the pocket throwing like a Tom Brady or Ben Roethlisberger, but being outside the pocket. You saw how successful Sean McVay had Jared Goff when he had him outside the pocket. You saw Patrick Mahomes be successful running around scrambling, and I believe Kyler can do that as well.
We're going to go to the other side of that. Danilo, why is his height an issue in the NFL?
Well, you see that you talk about Drew Brees, he had obviously Michael Thomas. It was a great, great breakup start this year. He had an amazing offensive line, which carried him through. So he didn't really have to worry about, you know, throwing it over 6'5", 300-pound defensive ends. Baker, obviously, he can... He has a better vision than Kyler. You know, he can see the field better. I think Kyler would mostly worry about scrambling and not really look down the field towards his receivers. And I would compare Baker to almost like Patrick Mahomes, and you know, seeing everything that comes down to it. And obviously his height would not be a problem in the MLB, as there's short players such as Jose Altuve, and I don't think that'd be a problem whatsoever, because he wouldn't have to throw over, you know, 300-pound people in the MLB.
All right, here's the aspect that a lot of people are talking about, and that is huge, a huge component in this whole decision making on if he wants to play in the NFL or MLB. It's the money. And there's a report that came out saying that the Oakland A's offered him $15 million to stay a baseball player and pick baseball over football. Eddie, and I'm going to present this question to both of you guys. Eddie, first, how much do you think money has affected his decision?
I think money affected it a decent amount. I believe his number one factor, though, was his love of football. But in terms of the money, and he plays quarterback. Quarterback is the highest paid position in the whole NFL. It's one of the most important positions in all sports. We've seen quarterbacks like Kirk Cousins guaranteed $84 million for minimal success. Jameis Winston, Case Keenum, both two guys who are guaranteed over $25 million. Neither of them have done anything in their NFL career so far. So there is money out there to be made, especially at the quarterback position. And he can make a lot of money if he's an NFL superstar quarterback. There are tons of superstar quarterbacks who are making $30+ million a year. And I believe Kyler is that quarterback who can make that much money.
Danilo, I'm going to ask you the same thing. Do you think money has affected his decision? Because now we know he has made his decision and he's going to pursue the NFL. And he's still with the Oakland A's. He's still going to be with the Oakland A's organization. But he's still going to report to spring training, potentially. So do you think money is a huge factor in this whole decision-making process.
Well, to actually correct you, I think Kyler was looking for $15 million, not the A's offered him $15 million. So just to get that out of the way, which almost shows itself that he only cares about the money. You know, if you truly loved baseball, he would have stayed with baseball. And even that, he truly doesn't even like football because he was thinking even about going to baseball just for the money. So that was obviously a big thing. So I don't understand why, if he cares about money so much, why doesn't he just go to baseball? Guaranteed, you know, he could play one season and look at Robert Griffin III getting injured and not play ever again. Or not play any, you know, big role. I know he's on a couple backups.
We're going to continue here. Just disregard that. So we're going to wrap it up with this. If Kyler Murray, and we know he's probably going to be a first-round draft pick in the NFL, name a team, an organization that you would like to see him with or you expect him to get picked by.
If you don't mind, I'll take this one.
Okay, go ahead.
I would love it if he went to the Raiders. That would be the biggest joke ever, and especially since Gruden has decided that he doesn't have 100% faith in the car. So I think that'd be amazing. I think the Raiders have, if correct me if I'm wrong, the fourth or fifth pick in the draft, the fourth. Yeah. So they definitely have enough, have the draft pick to take him, and Derek Carr is making a lot of money, and I think it would be easy for him to find a suitor. You know, just cleared up. They traded away Cleo Mack, who wanted a lot of money. You know, they didn't give him the extension, and then they traded Cooper to the Cowboys, as everyone is. And so I think Gruden isn't afraid to trade away, you know, big cornerstone pieces and bring in new talent.
Eddie? Well, I can't really choose one NFL team because I actually have two that I would like to see him on. The first, obviously, is the Arizona Cardinals, who hold the first overall pick in the NFL draft. Their newest head coach, Cliff Kingsbury, has been on record saying he would take Kyler Murray first overall. And I like the system that Cliff Kingsbury brings to the Cardinals. I believe he could be sort of a young Sean McVay type offensive system where he can allow Kyler to be outside the pocket and really suit the offense around what Kyler does best. However, I think a more logical fit for Kyler, especially since the Cardinals already drafted a quarterback last year in Josh Rosen, I want to see him in New York, honestly. I believe Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the New York Giants, I think he believes Eli Manning has one to two more seasons in him. And I believe if Kyler can sit behind Eli for 1 year, learn from him, learn how to be mature in the big city of New York, I believe him with Saquon Barkley and Odell Beckham Jr. and Sterling Shepard, that could be a very dynamic offense, especially offense that you need in the NFC East with good defenses like the Cowboys and the Eagles. So I believe New York or Arizona is the fit, is where I want to see him play.
If you don't mind, I have a couple questions for you. Okay. What would you do with Josh or Chosen Rosen then, you know, if the Cardinals drafted him?
Well, there's four or five Stoke quarterback needy teams. He is a young quarterback. I believe they could talk to the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Miami Dolphins, one of those teams, and offer him to him. He's a young quarterback. I'm not sure how many games he started this year, but he is very young. I believe he's only 22 or 23 years old. And one of those teams could take a chance on him and try and mold him into a quarterback.
And my next question is, do you really think Kyler Murray would prosper, like we talked about before, in a big city like New York? He may just come out of college, probably looking for some excitement if he goes to New York. Do you think he could handle it?
I think Kyler can handle it. I mean, if it's one thing to step into New York and be the starting quarterback and be the newest star in New York, but if Pat Shurmur allows Eli to play this year and he sits behind Eli and learns from him, and Eli can teach him how to be mature in the big city, and they have some other veterans on that team that can help him mature, I believe he can still be successful there without getting overconfident or turning out like Johnny Manziel.
So, by other veterans, who else do you mean? I cannot think of any other veterans besides Jason Pierre-Paul,
Eli Manning, Janoris Jenkins has been in this league for a while. I mean, Landon Collins, I know he's a free agent, but most likely he'll be back in New York. He's been in the league for a while. Olivier Vernon, those are defensive players, but those are guys who have been in this league for a while who could teach him how to behave and how to act, especially since they've been there in New York for a couple of years now, so they know how to they know what to tell him and they know to teach him how to behave and not get overconfident or end up like a, or end up bust.
My last question for you is, you really think he would be okay sitting for a year on the bench? Like, you know, he is sort of antsy wanting to go to baseball. You don't think he's like, okay, I want to go to baseball now. You know, maybe he's changed it over. I don't want to sit for a year. Or maybe even just play baseball for a year and then do the reversal and then come back to New York, you know?
I mean, that's the risk any team, NFL team got to take, because he holds a big advantage over NFL teams, because if he doesn't like what's going on, he could say, I'm going to play baseball now, and they lose their draft pick for him. But I believe if he's guaranteed a starting spot, because I don't think Eli has anything left in the tank, but if he could play one more season and learn behind Eli and take over the reins of 2020 with Saquon and Odell in New York, I believe that that'd be a very dynamic offense that he would fit into perfectly. He can make them a better team than they are now. But that's just the risk any NFL team's going to take, is if he doesn't like anything that's going on, he could just get up and leave and play baseball.
But the Giants already had two quarterbacks they've drafted in the last 2 years, with one being former local Bear, Davis Webb, that, you know, they obviously cut, I think, the draft in the third or fourth round. So, and Kyle Loletta, both who, you know, aren't seen as a future. Why wouldn't they just go towards them? Or, you know, why aren't they panning out, since, you know, they're great, they have such a great system in place for kind of thing?
I mean, I believe the Giants are just better off with another running weapon, especially a quarterback. But Kyler's just not a runner. He could throw the ball. He was a 69% completion percentage passer in college. I know it's college and the NFL is different, but I believe Kyler's obviously better than those two. I think Pat Shurmur could put a system into New York where you can get Kyler outside the pocket, and they have so many other weapons that Kyler can really blossom, especially with Saquon, Odell, pending if Odell's there or if he's traded, but Sterling Shepard, Evan Ingram, I believe that those pieces are so dynamic that if they get a quarterback who's a dual threat, who could throw the ball and can run, that system could be very successful.
But not mentioning that, you know, in order to run as a quarterback, you need an offensive line, obviously, in which they definitely do not. You know, they had a couple of free signings that haven't panned out. So you think their lack of offensive line will hold back Kyler Murray's, you know, ability to run?
It's an offensive line in progress. They paid Nate Solder a lot of money. They drafted Will Hernandez. So they obviously know that the offensive line is a weakness, and I believe that there's something they're working on. However, this is a new NFL. We saw in the Super Bowl Tom Brady be touched by an arm, and it's a roughing the passer. So this is a new NFL where you can barely touch the quarterback. So I don't believe the offensive line will hinder his chances, especially with these new rules. And he would be outside the pocket. He is arguably the fastest quarterback we've ever seen since Michael Vick. He can obviously outrun the defensive lineman and some linebackers. So I believe he can still be successful with a weak offensive line.
But their defense, you know, another major issue of the Giants with their defense, you know, their teams are going to score many points on them, which means Kyler will be on the field more and more often, which obviously increases the chance of him being injured. So you don't think that will play a factor into his decision, you know, him obviously higher chance of being injured if, you know, he is in the NFL. But do you think you consider playing baseball if he's drafted by a team such as the Giants? Or do you think, let me rephrase that, do you think he would change back depending on what team he's drafted by?
It depends upon what the team is doing. He said that he's firmly and fully committed to being a quarterback. How true that is, I'm not sure, but that's just the advantage he holds. He could go back to baseball anytime he wants if he doesn't like what's going on. So if an NFL team is going to draft him, they have to meet with him, and I believe that they have to come to some sort of agreement, if he's willing to, that he will not go back and play baseball anytime soon. Maybe later in his career, if he wants to drop football and go play baseball, that's one thing, but the NFL teams, I believe, need to talk to him, and he needs to tell them, I'm not going to go back and play baseball no matter what's going on. In terms of the Giants defense that you mentioned, I mean, he's going to be an early first-round pick most likely, So every team in the first round has a weaker, as are weaker teams, obviously. Those teams miss the playoffs, so there's weaknesses in any situation he ends up in. So that's just something he has to deal with. The Giants' defense, it's not great, but I believe they know that, and they will address that in the draft and with upcoming free agents.
Do you think if he was drafted by maybe not such as a lackluster team, such as the Yankees, drafted by like the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Dodgers, do you think he'd be playing baseball right now?
Such a tough question, because he played this last season at Oklahoma. He won the Heisman, and I'm one of the ones who believes that he fell in love with football over this past season, and he decided this is what I'm going to do. However, I don't know if I would want to call the A's dysfunctional, but they're not a top franchise like the Yankees or Dodgers or any of the higher up MLB franchises. But if he were drafted to a more organized and winning MLB team, I can't say that he wouldn't be playing baseball right now, reporting spring training.
Well, I don't think he developed his love as a football player out of high school. You know, he won a lot of awards in college or in high school, such as, you know, Gatorade Player of the Year. You know, he just won all of those awards. Plus, he is from Texas, you know, one of the biggest football frenzy states for high school. So I think he definitely did not develop his love. He also won 3 straight state championships. I don't think that is true.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up. I thought of one more question before we leave. And there's a new generation coming. And we saw this generation come before, and it was, you know, 90s, 80s, with the dual sport athletes. Do you think we're going to see more? And I'm going to go to Eddie first. Do you think we're going to now see more dual sport athletes? Because it's a tough thing to do. Do you think we're going to find potentially more of them down the road?
Like you said, it is a very tough thing to be a dual sport athlete. I don't know how many we're going to see because it all depends upon position. An NFL quarterback, you need to be studying defenses, learning the offense. That's a very hard thing to do, and that's almost impossible when you're going to play a different sport. But we saw, obviously, Deion Sanders, Bo Jackson, two guys who played football and baseball, but they didn't play the quarterback position. They weren't reading defenses and having to study film. They were just playing running back and quarterback, and that's something easier to do, I would say, than playing quarterback. So depending upon the position that you play and the two sports that you're pursuing, it is possible that it could be done, and I believe that we may see more of it. But in Kyler's sake, just being a quarterback is too difficult to do playing baseball as well. He's got too much to learn as a quarterback. He's young. He needs to learn how to read NFL defenses. But depending upon your position, we may see more dual sport athletes in the future.
Danilo?
I don't know if you're familiar with Deion Sanders' 3-for-30. I do believe it's called the double play. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it's called double play. And at the very end, spoiler alert, at the very end, he said, you know, I loved both sports, but I could only marry one. So I don't know if that means that, you know, later in his career, he only chose football if you would, you know, do the same decision as usual. But I don't think it is possible for a player to do two sports at once. Also, in the new age of saber metrics, you know, the player's weaknesses are brought out, unlike the 90s. It's, you know, easier to tell what they're doing wrong. And if you're not working on your weaknesses, you know, day in and day out for that one sport, you're not going to get better. And, you know, you can either be good at two sports or great at one.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up. Do we have any thoughts? Any final thoughts?
I would say I'm very glad that Kyler firmly and fully committed to being an NFL quarterback. I believe this is a weaker quarterback draft class and a stronger defensive line draft class. And I believe he has a chance to be drafted very high. And I think Kyler can be very successful at the NFL level as long as the head coach and offensive coordinator put a system around him that tailors him best.
Final thoughts, Danilo?
You can quote me on this. In 5 years, Eddie, we will be talking at the same very table, and we are going to be laughing at the thought of Kyler Murray playing football. We're like, wow, he should have played baseball. He will be either get injured very quickly, which not that what he doesn't, I hope he doesn't, but he will. He's a small quarterback, so he probably will. You know, he's a running quarterback, and we know those don't last forever. You know, Cam Newton got injured when it comes to being almost stops running. You know, RG3 got injured. He stopped playing. Tim Tebow, running quarterback. The list goes on with Johnny Manziel. They all keep on going. So definitely not. I think he should have played baseball, and he's going to be suffering, not even in the short term, but long term, with CTE and all of this. So if he's even able to speak about this, his decision in 20 years, if he has the brain capacity to do that, I think he'd be like, wow, I really should play baseball because now I cannot spend time with my children and do the little things in life.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for today's Crusader, Rooted in Crusader newspaper podcast. I'm Steven Rizzotto for Eddie Menares and Danilo Herger. Real quick, before we sign off, Eddie, do you want to give out the social media plugs?
Yeah, if you guys want to follow us on Instagram, it's at @rcrusadernews. On Twitter, @r_crusadernews. And visit our website at rcrusadernews.com.
And don't forget to follow Rizzo Baseball on Instagram.
Oh, okay. You can disregard that last comment right there. All right, signing off, please go ahead and drop a follow so you can listen to more of these podcasts coming out. And have a good day, and thank you for listening.